Well, staying with social media, by now you've probably seen the joyous, expletive-laden video of Mikey Bergen and Jay Foster fishing near Boston. They hooked what? Mike's reaction became a viral sensation. Let's listen to a heavily edited highlight clip.
That thing is big, Jay. What is that thing? It looks hurt.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. That thing looks dead, man. We got to call the aquarium or something, dude. That's a tuna, bro.
No, that was a tuna.
Jay, that's a tuna or something.
No,
Jay, look at it.
It
come on.
Like
oh, man, we're calling the Coast Guard. Oh, my God.
It turned out to be a sunfish, which they released. But the video seen millions of times. The two appeared on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Jimmy!
Jimmy, what's up, kid?
What's happening?
Oh, man. This is crazy, huh?
Yeah, this is pretty crazy. You guys were out on a boat, and now here you are on television.
Yeah, can you believe this?
So what else happens after a video goes viral? Let's bring in Mikey Bergen's sister turned agent, Leanne. Leanne, what did you think, and what happened after you first saw it?
We went to sleep and woke up, and there were hundreds of thousands of views, tons of comments, and I said, oh, boy, you know, this could be something. Before it went viral, I said, oh, here's Michael again swearing, you know? So to me, it wasn't a surprise.
Well, it's not even just that. It's his wonderful Boston accent.
Right. I think the New Yorker said it best. It said the world looked at Michael Bergen the same way he looked at the fish.
Like, what is this?
Like, well, I'm seeing something I never saw before.
So let's get going with some of the things that have happened. Because you work in ad sales, you knew of a company that makes T-shirts. Your good friend owns Chowderheads.
Correct.
And so what are some of the T-shirts that you've made?
It's a tuna bro. It's a baby wheel. Call the aquarium and sea monster.
It's a sea monster.
Yeah.
You know, it's very sweet. Your brother alternates between hook 'em, let's hook 'em, and help him. We got to help him.
He has a big heart. He's had a very tough life. He has a past, you know, had a battle with drugs, and he's been sober for almost 3 years now. So when I saw this, I said, wow, this is his opportunity to get some positive attention for the first time in his life. You know, I also wanted to protect my big brother. So I went to work right away and making sure I did that.
Let me ask you about that aspect, because as you well know, a paper in town, the Boston Herald, has reported on your brother's and Jay's criminal past. There's assault and battery convictions, restraining orders. Both were former opiate addicts. Wasn't there a part of you that instead of leaping into the business end of this, maybe wanted to just back out?
Well, we talked about it, you know. My brother hasn't hid who he was through all of this. And I said, listen, guys, this could go away as quickly as it came. You have not been pillars of the community, but everybody gets a second chance in life. Why are you not worthy of blessings?
They continue to come in the form of businesses. Now, first, with the T-shirts, how does that work? You take a cut?
Yes, we take a cut. So
this is your friend at Chowderheads.
Correct. Mm-hmm. I had some ideas, you know, I said, we need a sunfish on a unicycle, on a baby wheel, you know. I trademarked the slogans.
And then there's people from reality shows have been calling. What have some of the suggestions been?
A lot of the suggestions were, you know, average. You know, let's take Mikey and Jay around the world and show them ridiculous things and get their reaction. And, you know,
it's a pyramid. It's like a pointy thing. What is that thing?
Right. Exactly. And you know what? It's a sick world we live in. This whole criminal background thing, it's actually fueled them. They want them more now, which is why I'm here, because I don't want to see them exploited either.
Well, again, we're talking about what happens after videos. And this is one of the things. I mean, you're walking a fine line. Your brother and his friends are recovering addicts. That's always tenuous. Are you worried that too much wouldn't be worth what might be lost if they can't hold it together?
Well, I know where my brother is in his recovery, and is this a lot? Yeah, it absolutely is. But opiate addiction is an epidemic, and if Michael can be an example or help people that are also going through the struggle, then I don't think there's something wrong with that. Am I worried for his sobriety? Absolutely. We talk about cyberbullying all the time. For us to spend almost 8 days bringing somebody up to tear them down, I just think it's unfortunate.
Well, so far, though, what's happening is that the calls keep coming. So Let's finish with the licensing agreement that you've made with the Hollywood media company, Jukin Media, Inc. They are helping you monetize this video. How so?
So they take care of the licensing, and they also protect and promote the video. Michael still owns the video. However, Jukin can go after infringement. So if somebody then makes a parody of his voice or creates another video that doesn't get Michael's video the view, they go after it. It belongs to Michael. So, you know, we worked out a revenue split. You know, I'm not going to talk about figures, but every click and every license to the video is Michael makes money.
Okay. And you don't want to put a number on that, but is anyone leaving their day job?
Nobody's leaving their day job. Nobody's rich. Unless he gets signed to a big reality show, that's where the money would come in. But for going on a boat with your buddy, he's made more than he had the day before that. Let's just say that.
That's Leanne Bergen. She's the sister, now agent, of Mikey Bergen. She's also a sales rep at Greater Media here in Boston. Leanne, thanks so much and best to you.
Robert, thank you so much for having me.